Oversight Republicans, Joe Biden pardoning Hunter unprecedented abuse of power, stain on presidency. By Hannah Knudsen on December 2, 2024. President Joe Biden's pardoning of his son, Hunter Biden, showcases his unprecedented abuse of power, the House Oversight Committee said as other top Republicans reminded the American people that they have been repeatedly lied to. Biden made history, offering a complete pardon of his criminal son Hunter after previously stating that he would not pardon him. The White House statement offered quite the spin, where, somehow, Hunter became the victim. In fact, Biden concluded that his son was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. There has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober. Even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution, Biden said in the White House statement. Watch, Joe Biden in June said he will not pardon Hunter Biden. In trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me. And there's no reason to believe it will stop here. Enough is enough, he continued, as reactions to this unprecedented move poured in. From the lawfare against President Trump to now the pardoning of Hunter Biden. Joe Biden's unprecedented abuse of power has been a stain on the honor of the U.S. presidency, the House Oversight Committee remarked. The same President Biden who unequivocally said in June he would abide by the jury's decision in his son Hunter Biden's case and would not pardon him regardless of the outcome has now reversed course and given his son a get-out-of-jail-free card. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, RMO, said in a statement, noting that Biden's decision came after years of the Biden administration doing everything it could to impede the investigation into the Biden family's influence peddling schemes. He continued. In fact, Hunter Biden, according to documents released by IRS whistleblowers, predicted this stuff would go away once his dad became president. Well, today we see exactly what that looks like when one business partner in Joe Biden takes care of another in Hunter Biden to protect the family business. Today's pardon is just the latest in a string of efforts by the Biden administration to cover up and dismiss the years of criminal activity committed by the Biden family, of which evidence has shown President Biden was not only aware but clearly complicit. After 4 years of political scolding about attempts to undermine the rule of law, President Biden has shown just how empty Democrats' rhetoric truly is. Overruling federal convictions of 6 felonies and 6 misdemeanors to protect his son's crimes and breaking his promise to the American people. Thankfully, this decision cannot and will not undermine or cover up the mountain of evidence, much of which was provided by brave IRS whistleblowers to the Ways and Means Committee. That has shown the level of corruption committed in a blatant attempt to trade on the name and power of political office to enrich the Biden family. House Committee on Oversight and Accountability Chairman James Comer, RKY, said in a statement that Biden lied from start to finish about his family's corrupt influence peddling activities. Not only has he falsely claimed that he never met with his son's foreign business associates and that his son did nothing wrong, but he also lied when he said he would not pardon Hunter Biden. He said, explaining that the charges Hunter faced were merely the tip of the iceberg in the blatant corruption that President Biden and the Biden crime family have lied about to the American people. It's unfortunate that, rather than come clean about their decades of wrongdoing, President Biden and his family continue to do everything they can to avoid accountability, Comer added. Democrats said there was nothing to our impeachment inquiry. If that's the case, why did Joe Biden just issue Hunter Biden a pardon for the very things we were inquiring about? Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO asked. Radical left corruption knows no bounds, Representative Scott Perry, RPA, a member of the Oversight Committee, stated. President Biden aided and abetted his own son in selling undue access to foreign entities, and to the detriment of our national security, Perry said. The American people deserve accountability, which President Biden now ensured they'll never get. If they were so baseless, why did Joe Biden just issue a pardon to Hunter for all of his actions? The House Judiciary Committee asked in response to Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, referring to the controversy over Hunter Biden as baseless conspiracies. They lied to you over and over again, Representative Andy Biggs, Oz, who also serves on the Oversight Committee and Judiciary Committee, said, sharing a video of White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre denying that Biden would pardon his son. Joe Biden is a disgrace to the American presidency, Biggs added. The pardon extends all the way back to 2014, which, as Breitbart News reported, includes Hunter's corrupt role in Ukraine.